Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Zee Entertainment Enterprises Limited conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ankit Arora, Head of Investor Relations from Zee Entertainment Enterprises Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Tobin. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Q4 FY26 and full year ended March 2026 earnings discussion. We hope you have had an opportunity to review the results. Today, we are joined by our CEO, Mr. Punit Goenka, and our Deputy CEO and CFO, Mr. Mukund Galgali, along with the senior management team. We will start the call with the opening remarks from Mr. Goenka, followed by commentary on operating and financial performance by Mr. Mukund Galgali, our Deputy CEO and CFO. Before we get started, I would like to remind everyone that some of the statements made or discussed on today's conference call will be forward-looking in nature and must be viewed in conjunction with risks and uncertainties we face. The company does not undertake to update any of these forward-looking statements publicly. With that said, I will now hand the call over to PG for his remarks. Thank you, and over to you, Punit.
Thank you, Ankit. Good evening, everyone. It is indeed my pleasure to connect with all of you again to discuss your company's performance in the fourth quarter of the financial year 2025 and 2026. As always, I will share an overview of our strategic priorities and its progress during the quarter, while Mukund will take you through the detailed financial metrics pertaining to the company's performance. Our focus in the previous financial year was on judicious long-term investments across the businesses in line with our growth plans. The investments will enable us to build a sustainable, long-term growth trajectory for the company and hence must be viewed with a forward-looking lens. Considerable efforts were sown in to further strengthen our prowess in content creation in order to deliver more engaging and entertainment experience to our consumers. We also enhanced operational efficiencies across platforms with a special focus on our core, that is content and revenue. Speaking about the performance of the digital business, I am glad to share that Zee5 achieved break-even during the previous fiscal. The platform was operationally profitable for the second quarter in a row, delivering 53% year-on-year growth in FY26. The success largely stems from the 7-language strategy that enabled us to drive higher engagement through compelling content and seamless user experience. Digital remains our experiential growth story, and we will continue to build on this momentum as we go forward. In order to narrate more engaging stories through innovative concepts, the teams have invested significant energies towards sharpening the content strategy across platforms. The positive outcome of this strategy reflects in our network share, which increased by 80 basis points to touch 17.4% during the quarter. Our flagship Hindi GEC ZTV continued to display robust GRP growth of 40%. Strong character-led storytelling coupled with culturally rooted narratives enabled the channel to garner peak engagement during the prime time slots. Our linear portfolio of languages channels also further strengthened their foothold in their respective markets by reporting an interest or increase in market share. During the quarter, your company also took steps to further build an integrated future-ready monetization engine. The strengthened advertising revenue stream enhances our ability to unlock emerging revenue streams and respond swiftly to market dynamics. The uncertain geopolitical environment and macroeconomic headwinds disrupted consumer sentiments during the quarter. The continuing ambiguity in the global economic landscape is a result of the conflict in the Middle East, and that has impacted overall growth across sectors and the industry at large. Over the last couple of quarters, your company has also taken keen steps to identify and establish its presence across emerging segments. In line with this approach, we announced a strategic investment in Global VFX and Phantom VFX, which will build your company's capabilities in the VGC segment by creating more immersive content across platforms. Overall, your company remains resilient and well-poised on all fronts to face any challenges emerging from the weak macroeconomic environment. We continue to remain focused on the opportunities that lie ahead and stay confident in the abilities to capitalize on them and maximize value. On that note, I will hand over the call to Mukund to take you all through the operating and financial metrics in detail. I look forward to interacting with all of you during the Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, Mukund.
Thank you, Puneet, and good evening, everyone. It's a pleasure to connect and interact with all of you on behalf of Zee. I hope you've had an opportunity to go through our quarter four and financial year 26 results, which have been uploaded on our corporate website, as well as the stock exchange portals. In my remarks today, I will focus on providing additional context to our performance during the quarter and for the year ended March 26. I would like to begin the update by mentioning our digital business, wherein we are extremely happy with its performance during the year. We witnessed continued momentum in our revenues, which grew 71% year-on-year basis for quarter 4 FY26 to 4700 million. This quarter has also marked our highest ever revenues in the digital business. For the full year FY26, a strong revenue growth was seen at 53%. With a balanced cost structure, it resulted in delivering a positive EBITDA in FY26. Compared to a loss of 5480 million in the previous year. This also marked the first year in which our digital business has delivered a positive EBITDA on a comparable basis, achieving the guidance which we had given at the start of the year. Our digital offerings were more than doubled by releasing over 120 shows and movies, including 34 originals. The enhanced content offering across 7 languages, coupled with revised pricing strategy, aided in an all-round improved performance. We remain confident of the unit economics in this business, and we are further confident of the momentum continuing ahead in the medium term. Moving to subscription revenues, it has registered a 4% year-on-year growth, primarily driven by our digital business. In our broadcast business, the overall linear TV landscape continues to remain stable, with weekly impressions of above 28 billion and a weekly reach exceeding 740 million during the year. We continue to maintain our position as India's strong number 2 TV entertainment network. As we look at the viewership share, as Puneet also mentioned, we exited the month of March with a network share of more than 18%, while for the quarter it stood at 17.4%, a gain of 80 basis points on a year-on-year basis. Our flagship Hindi GEC ZTV has witnessed higher GRP with nearly 21% stronger performance than its closest competitors for 26 weeks straight. Further, I am pleased to inform you that as a part of our omni-channel strategy, Zee's monthly unique reach has crossed 800 million across platforms. The above developments reaffirm that the strategic initiatives which were implemented during the year are delivering results in the right direction. On the advertising front, we did witness healthy traction in the initial months of Jan and Feb. However, March was severely impacted with the ongoing Middle East conflict, where advertisers have held back their spends in the end of the quarter. As a result, our overall advertising revenues declined 4% year-on-year. Adjusted for the impact in the month of March, our advertising revenues would have witnessed low single-digit growth in quarter four despite the shifting of ILD 20 to quarter three. During the year, we have also invested across multiple initiatives to augment our advertising, like the omnichannel strategy, the diversification of advertiser base beyond FMCG, improved content offering leading to higher network share and GRPs. While the advertising environment looks challenging in the immediate term amidst the prolonged West Asia crisis, we do believe that the investments in strategic levers during the financial year 26, along with our digital proposition, positions us well from a medium-term perspective. Talking about our music business, during the year, we have garnered over 217 billion total video views with more than 176 million subscribers on YouTube. This performance was driven by a new age music catalog and a rich library of over 20,000 songs. Profitability in the music business remains healthy, and we continue to diversify our catalog across additional language markets. On the studios business, during the quarter, we released 13 movies, 7 in Hindi and 6 in other languages, of which 9 were our own productions and 4 were distribution deals. We continued our focus on the syndication vertical, as was highlighted in the previous quarters, and this continues to deliver promising results. This was partly offset by a muted performance in the studio business, resulting in other sales and services declining by 47% in Q4, as the number of releases were lower. Now I would like to touch upon a couple of strategic investments approved by the board of the company during the quarter. Firstly, an investment of 20 crores was approved in respect of Core Private Limited, which is culture of real experiences. Core stands for culture of real experiences. So this will help drive our live business. Secondly, an investment of up to 116 crores was also approved, as Puneet mentioned, in Phantom Digital Effects Limited, which happens to be a listed company as well. This investment shall significantly enhance the company's current content creation capabilities and also our presence in the animation, visual effects, gaming and comics segment. Further, the micro-drama app Bullet continues to garner steady gains with its unique model of gamifying the viewing experience and engaging consumers through short-form content. Before moving on to profitability, I would like to provide context and details pertaining to change in estimates of movie rights amortization pattern and additional impairment recognized during this quarter, totaling to 4084 million. For our movie inventory, the company reviewed its basis of estimates and its amortization to closely align the recognition of costs based on the estimated monetization pattern and digital viewership trends over the past few years. And while the total tenure remains the same, an accelerated amortization pattern has been adopted for the initial years, and this is in line with the trends which we have seen. As a result of the above, and optimized fresh acquisitions, the content inventory advances and deposits as of March 26 stood at 67.6 billion, down by 2.8 billion on a year-on-year basis. Now for the purpose of discussion on profitability, we would like to make the comparison adjusted to the one-off charge as mentioned earlier. Our overall operating costs remain nearly flat year-on-year. This was driven by lower programming cost due to shift of ILT in quarter three and lower production costs in studio business, which was partly offset by increased marketing spends in our digital business and hosting of our marquee event, the Zee Cine Awards, during this quarter. With a 7% decline in operating revenue and optimizing our other fixed costs during the quarter, our adjusted EBITDA margins stood at 6.9%. Further, we had higher costs due to legal expenses in quarter four. Excluding these one-offs and lower advertising revenue on account of the Middle East conflict, our margins would have been similar to quarter three. On the balance sheet, our focused efforts continue to strengthen our liquidity and financial position. Cash and treasury investments as of March 2026 stood at a healthy 27.6 billion, comprising of cash balance of 7.5 billion, fixed deposits and other treasury investments of 7.8 billion, and mutual fund investments of 12.3 billion. As we look ahead with the ongoing West Asia uncertainty, the advertising, we notice advertisers are adopting a cautious approach. However, we believe that the multiple strategic initiatives implemented by your company in FY26 across content, its omni-channel approach, investment in new initiatives, augurs well for us in the medium term. At the same time, we continue to invest behind our people as they are the real assets in this business. Once the current macroeconomic environment stabilizes, our focus will continue to remain on driving revenue growth while maintaining a cost prudence, aiding operating leverage, resulting in profitability, improvement and cash generation. With that, I would like to hand it back to Ankit. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mukul. Darwin, we can now open the floor for question and answer session.
Just for the participants,
just an input. PG has a hard stop at 6:15 for one of his other prior commitments, so would request all the participants to direct your questions to PG, if any, until that time. Thanks, and Darwin, we can now open it up the floor.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to please use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Avnish Roy with Novama. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I have one strategic question for PG. Given limited time, I'll first start with that. One is, Zee is a content and entertainment company. I wanted to understand why invest in back-end in terms of global VFX and phantom VFX. How does it help? How much investment? What can be the impact on revenue longer term? Second strategic question is, yes, Z5, you have delivered on the guidance of EBITDA break-even. Will FY27 be a reinvestment year in terms of content, given you have achieved that profitability matrix? Now, would you need to change the overall strategy in FY27, given competition is quite fierce and you have achieved the break-even? Now, would you want to go back to the content in terms of investment?
So, to your first question, Avnish, and thank you for the questions. The reason we are investing in these back-end businesses, because, you know, just like we invested in music and in the studio business, all these are complementary to the way the entire entertainment landscape is changing. And, you know, VFX and these kind of things will come into the television space as well. So we cannot ignore it. We can always keep trying to outsource it. But we believe that, you know, having it internally could be far more beneficial and cost-effective in our perspective. So that was the first one. The second one, I believe that we are at optimum level of investments on the ZEE5 or the digital front. At some point in time, we may choose to up our investments, but they will not move the needle to the extent that it'll start impacting our EBITDA line. So from that perspective, you know, little bit here and there, but just as we do in the television business as well, this is the way we are looking at it, and that's how we are going to run it.
Sure, thank you. My second question is essentially, in music business, we have got one unlisted player and then two listed players, in which one is large. In your music business, would you want to invest more, do some kind of a value unlock? Because in a TV, linear broadcasting and an OTT company, is music getting the desired value? Of course, you'll have to invest in that. What is your thoughts on this?
No, we certainly want to invest in the music business because that's the only way to keep broadening and going ahead. And whether the question of unlocking value, that is always something that we keep considering all the time. But as of now, our objective is to just keep expanding from the 20,000 songs that we have today. Compared to my competitors, we are still a very small player, and we will keep investing and going ahead on that basis. But if opportunities come, why not? We will always evaluate and look at those.
Understood. Last question. You have 80 basis points market share gain on the network level, and Hindi GC, you're claiming leadership. So I wanted to understand that a bit more. Because clearly I saw an advertisement also where you have claimed that in prime time, Hindi GC is having leadership. Now every channel claims leadership given the way dissection of data happens. So I wanted to understand, one, how strong is the leadership? Second, are you able to monetize this? Because of Iran crisis, everything gets hidden. All this improvement in market share, if it is there, is it reflecting somewhere in terms of revenue? Because in terms of reported numbers, obviously we can't see given Iran crisis impact in March. If you could share that detail.
So leadership, as you have rightly said, Abneesh, is only in prime time as of now. And the advertisement that you may have seen is a marketing thing that my team may have done. So don't hold me to that, but we are working towards getting full leadership, and that's what we want to attain. As you know, Abneesh, that any gain in viewership has a 13 to 16 week lag in terms of converting to revenues. So that's what we have to work towards, and my teams are working very hard to make sure that we attain that conversion of revenue as well.
Understood. Thank you. That's all from us.
Thank you, Abneesh.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Sameer Gupta with IIFL Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening, sir, and thanks for taking my questions. Sir, firstly, wanted to understand the ad spend line in the cost. So I understand these are costs incurred upfront, but when we as a country are staring at inflationary pressures and you have a expectation that most of the FMCG companies in all likelihoods for protecting their margins will slash their ad budgets, and part of it is already visible in our results in 4Q. And the subscription line item also, consumers are likely to reduce discretionary spends. Why not go slow on these expenses and protect margins? I mean, these are up 44% this quarter. Full year is, it's fine. We didn't know that West Asia is going to happen. But just your thoughts on this, sir.
So, Sameer, you know, when it comes to marketing, we have to look at it in multiple contexts. We have new businesses that we have just launched, and therefore there is going to be marketing expense on that account. That's one part. Second part is that while we are, you know, running the business, we can't behave like, you know, selling soaps or detergents or, you know, things like that. Therefore, our business is about consumption on a daily basis by our consumers on content. So we cannot pull back on marketing from that perspective. We have in the past, and not necessary that that has worked for us. Therefore, I'm very, very cognizant of the fact that how do we make our marketing more efficient rather than cutting back, if I have answered your question, you know.
Fair enough, sir. But then, and I'm asking, I know I'm asking a difficult question here, but in the context of where we are today, how do you see the FY27 then pan out in terms of growth and margins? We have finished at 8-9% on the full year basis. Start of the year, we had ambitious plans on the margin front, but what needs to change and how do we get to that high teens kind of a margin, if at all?
No, Sameer, you know, most of your colleagues will tell you that I am an optimist by nature. So I do believe that once we have hit rock bottom, the only way to go is up. And that's what we are going to do going forward as a company, your company. And that's what we are working towards. That's our sole objective. So whether we get to the high teens or the this thing number, I can't guarantee right now because I can't give you a guidance. But we are certainly going to continue to work to make sure that we create value for our shareholders and for you all.
And sir, last question, if I may squeeze in. The employee cost down 16% this quarter, 9% for the full year. Just trying to understand what is going on here.
No, as Mukund mentioned in his speech, that we have done a lot of optimization in manpower through our omni-channel strategy. A lot of people have taken on a lot more responsibility towards achieving their KPIs and all those things. So that's how we've optimized it. If you go back 4-5 years before the pandemic, we used to operate at 9% people cost to revenue, and we are trying to bring it back to that, and that's what we our objective is going to be.
Has there been a major rationalization in the amount of manpower also?
Yes, there has been. I mean, yes, there has been. And that's not happened overnight. This has happened over a period of 1 year. So we've, you know, evaluated every role, every this thing, and then taken conscious calls on what we need to do.
So, Sameer, just to add to Puneet, there was a major activity in the previous quarter, and the results of which are being reflected in the current quarter. And as I said, we also continue to invest in our human assets, and you know, we will continue to keep adding on to the skill sets wherever needed, while maintaining, you know, additional people, additional responsibilities being taken by current teams. Which also give them a growth opportunity. So I think we are maintaining a fine balance here.
Great. That's all from me. All the best.
Thank you, Sameer. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may please press star and one. Our next question is from the line of Jinesh Joshi with PL Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is on the amortization charge that we took in this quarter to the tune of about 300 crores. So can you share what is our revised amortization policy for movies?
So, PJ, I'll take that. So, Jinesh, as we've mentioned in our annual reports and our disclosures previously, we are amortizing the movies over a period of 5 years on a straight line basis. We've had a look at the various patterns of consumption, and we have changed that estimate to make it more front-ended, to increase it to 50% in the first 2 years, and then the balance in the next 3 years. So that's the impact which we have taken, which is reflected in the notes.
50% in the first 2 years and balance 50% in the next 3 years, right?
That's right.
And this change, in the presentation we have stated that X of this change, Z5 was EBITDA positive in 4Q and for the full year of FY26. So is it possible to share the adjusted EBITDA numbers for Z5?
So the adjusted EBITDA, will be below 100 crores, I can say, if X this effect of the investment inventory adjustment. But it's a little complicated accounting because, there are some inventories which are being used in both platforms. So hence, we'll not be able to give you more specifics of that. But if X this adjustment, it will be below 100 crores for the quarter.
Sure. And so my second question is on our ratings. So while on YOY basis, we have seen an improvement come through. But if I look at our sequential ratings, I think we are down from about 17.8% to I think sub 17%, 17.4 I think in this quarter. But while I think in some of our markets like say Hindi, Marathi and Tamil, we have seen very sharp improvement in ratings come through. So in that case, why on sequential basis we are seeing some kind of fall in our viewership share?
So, sir, you have to understand it with what is happening in the market. So you had T20 World Cup, we had the Bengal elections, we have had several other incidents that have possibly caused that drop to happen. But overall, our improvement is still significant, which I had mentioned in my opening remarks and even Mukund mentioned. So that's how you have to look at it. You have to cut down and look at little bit more in terms of granularity of the data before you can come to that conclusion that you may be looking at.
Got it. Thank you. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Kavish Parekh with 361 Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, team. Thanks for the opportunity. Puneet, continuing a question asked by one of the earlier participants on Zee Music. So value unlocking, you did mention that you may look at it at some point in the future. But if I remember, a few quarters ago, you had mentioned that you are open to disclosing the matrix, maybe revenues, maybe some operational matrix for Zee Music. Any thoughts on that? Why was that not disclosed?
So, Kavi, I think it is competitive in nature from our perspective, and therefore we chose to delay that. And certainly we will be evaluating on a quarterly basis when to start disclosing. I am certain we'll start disclosing it sooner than later, but for competitive reasons we have not done it so far, because as you are aware, and I'm sure you are aware, that lot of the international players are coming into the country trying to make acquisitions on various companies, and therefore we chose not to disclose it right now.
Understood, but are you open to any such partnerships, or maybe whenever you happen to think about value unlocking, that would be more of a say demerger route or something on those lines?
No, as I mentioned in my opening remarks and or in the earlier question somebody asked me that if I get the right offer, why would I not be open to considering? And demerging Zee Music from Zee to a separate entity and bringing in a strategic partner there, why not?
Understood. Understood. Secondly, on your relatively newer initiatives, Bullet's investments of about 100 crore planned over the next few years. Currently, I understand, of course, it remains pretty small. What kind of monetization potential do you see here? And similarly, on the live event bit, what is the strategy here? What kind of events are you targeting? And any scale that you envisage that you would want to see this business say in the next 3 years?
So Bullet, it's a new business from our perspective, but it's a unique business that a lot of the world is already doing a lot on with micro-dramas and small format or short format content. It's something that's worth, as a media company, we have to be there. We cannot ignore it. But that's also an audience base that we cannot ignore. The potential of that is still, we are studying it. We are still evaluating it. But I believe that already the micro-drama market or short form content market has reached almost what, correct me, Mukund, if I'm wrong, 3,000-3,500 crores.
That's right. Yeah.
So from that perspective, it's not a market to be ignored anymore. That was the first one. Second question was what? Can you repeat again?
On the live event.
Live.
Yeah.
So live business on a, how do I put it? In a live events business on an organized manner, in our estimate, is close to 50,000 crores in this country. And I'm not even including the that segment, which is your B2B and what happens in small towns and all those things. And forget about Shaadi and all those things. So there is a huge opportunity in the live business that we need to look at. And given what we are seeing today with the kinds of, I mean, we did one show with Hanumankind, and these kind of things are becoming a complete rage. So we cannot, this is also part of our entertainment business. We cannot ignore it.
Understood. Thanks. Thanks for that. All the very best.
Kamesh, this is also complementing our current. It is also a platform for us to, it's a tool for us to market also for Zee Talent and Zee products. And also, it has synergy with our advertising clients as well. So these are other benefits of being in this business.
Sure. Thank you for that. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one on the touch-tone telephones. Our next question comes from the line of Umang from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. In ZEE5, I believe last quarter we had a catch-up revenue, and despite that, on QoQ, we've seen a big jump. So possible to share any qualitative color, any quantitative metrics on DAU, MAU, paying subscribers? It would really help to appreciate what you are trying to do there.
So Umang, I'll just add a couple of insights for you. So while we don't really disclose quantitatively MAU, DAU because of the entire telco pricing catch-up and, of course, aid on the entire B2B side of the business, it has certainly seen active engagement and a better MAU metrics for Q4. And of course, the momentum on the underlying business, both on the digital advertising side and the subscription continues, coupled with, of course, the entire focus on syndication vertical, which also has aided our revenue growth and the improved profitability metrics on both quarter-on-quarter and on a YoY basis.
Got it. And possible to share what are the ad revenues from ZEE5 this year? Any ballpark share in total revenues?
So we don't really disclose that, but the good news, which is what I can tell you, is it continues to grow extremely handsomely on a quarter-on-quarter basis, and it is moving into the territory of us with our aspiration of becoming ad and subscription more like balanced of 50/50 in the more medium term. So it's doing an extreme leap in terms of growth on a sequential and both on a YoY basis as well.
Got it. And the second question was just pertaining to cash flows. So I've seen this provision for bad debts or doubtful debts to be around 70 odd crores. So any color you can share on that? I mean, what was it regarding and why would we need to make a large provision?
These are made on a conservative basis, Umang, and they're all collectible, but we make these provisions especially at the end of the year. We take into account the age of the debtors and receivables, and we make these provisions. And they will be collected subsequently.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. That would be our last question for today, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Ankit Arora for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, everyone. Thanks for joining us. Do feel free to reach out to us if there are any follow-up questions as you do a deeper study of the numbers. We will be available and look forward to speaking with you and meeting you in person soon. Thank you very much and have a great evening.
Thank you. On behalf of Zee Entertainment Enterprises Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.